Welcome back to episode 2 of the At Walton Chiefs podcast. Our Twitter handle is At Walton Chiefs. I hope you've noticed the sound quality is far better, yeah? Cost a bit of money from our sponsors. Our sponsors being myself and my brother. Can you class them?
Self-sponsored.
Yep, can you class them? We can class ourselves as sponsors.
Sponsors.
Tongue-tied.
Right, okay.
Back for episode 2.
Yep, so what are we doing about today? Wait a minute, who's in the podcast?
Okay, so this episode of the podcast, myself, Jord. We'll call myself Jord for this. Cool nickname. My brother, Jake.
Hello.
And our first guest, Daniel. Daniel's son.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
So what are we doing about today?
I've got a list of topics that I devised over the week. obviously, very busy. So whenever I get a spare minute, I write it down on my memo on my Android phone. I'm going to throw these at you, though. First thing I want to talk about, though, sent out the first podcast last Friday. We got some good feedback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roger. We had over 1,000.
Over 1,000 downloads.
Yeah.
So we're doing something right.
Multinational.
Yeah, exactly.
Multinational. Geographical.
That is the aim, eventually.
Diversity.
A multinational Canadians. Organisation. The Canadians are involved. The Aussies.
Businessman of the
year. We've got people from Burnley, Wigan, Bolton.
M62.
Yeah, all over the show.
So it's been going pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing this podcast while I drink a refreshing pint of Budweiser, the king of beers, brewed by original, all-natural process, using the choiciest hop. That's terrible writing on the side of the Budweiser, I won't care about that.
Do we have anything to announce?
Yeah, first thing I want to address. Somebody asked me the other day on Facebook, why are we doing this? And that's a beautiful question. I don't know either. And that's the beauty of it. Who knows? You know, you might take... Hopefully, you'll take something away from this. You'll be entertained. You might take a bit of information. It might be a bit inspiring. You know, you might learn a bit.
There's a plethora of topics.
Who knows? And we'll just cover topics as they come in.
Cool.
Okay. So, first of all, introduce our guest.
Yep.
Mr. Daniel Rawcliffe.
Hi, guys. I'm a friend of Jordan's. We used to work together.
Yep. A former Marine.
Seven long years in the... I've known him 7 years, ex-Royal Marine.
Her Majesty's Royal Marines. And you unfortunately were kicked out for drugs. No, that's a joke.
Got caught bumming someone.
I think, if you were, that would be okay because it's equal rights anyway. That's not the reason. Go on, you explain.
I have hearing damage.
So, applying to all audiences. Disabled.
Yeah. If you're watching this on webcam, Dan is currently signing his way through it. Like the little guy on the repeats of Coronation Street on a Sunday morning. The weird guy in the corner is doing the sign language.
I have the notes written down in Braille as well, just to be sure.
So we worked together 7 long years. A bit good when you left, you know, with your hearing. Yeah. Didn't have anyone to share lifts with, Dan from Scotland.
No, it was a bit of a good, really.
Yeah, but I don't know why, because all you used to do is get in the back and get your head down for 4 hours.
Nope. I work hard, don't I? I like to get arrested.
Works hard, plays hard. Danny gets in the car, gets in the back, gets his head down. 4 years he does this. It's his turn to drive up on his own. He gets lost. he thought the barracks was only 20 minutes away.
Wasn't familiar with the route.
Every time I got in the car, I woke up and we were there. Funny story. I've got down here, Danny... guest featuring Mr. Daniel Rawcliffe. Have you got a Twitter handle you want to get a shout out on there? You don't really use Twitter, do you?
Do you have Twitter?
At DanRaw13. Add me up.
At DanRaw13. Twitter. Yeah.
Follow
Dan
me.
With the kids.
Follow me.
If you're going to follow him, make sure you follow us, at Walton Chief. We are smashing it up. We had 4 new followers this week alone. So we're getting... It's going grand scale.
A couple of retweets.
Interesting. We got a tweet off Ricky Gervais's girlfriend.
Nice.
Yeah. An old fighter from Rochdale called James Thompson, nicknamed the Colossus, Matt Big Bruiser.
What, is he a boxer?
No, he's an MMA fighter. I'll tell you where you'll know him from. He's in the funny video. how when looking hard goes wrong and it shows a big, muscly, bald guy who's like tensing up, staring across the ring. And then across from him is a big, long-haired. He looks a bit dopey and a bit mongy. And then they start fighting, and the big mongy bloke wins. That's how you'll know James.
What, is he the big mongy bloke?
Like setup now,
no,
right?
James Thompson's the hard-looking, skinhead guy.
What's that? So it's a bit like our setup now, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the big, muscular guy. You're the mongy guy.
The guy who's knocked out by me.
So,
right, anyway, so you're both from Preston.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm
Preston.
Still serving, obviously. Yep. I've got a funny story of how we first met in Afghan.
So you first met in Afghan?
Got down is the vinegar incident.
We knew of each other, but we hadn't officially met.
Right. So what was it called?
What's that?
What was the incident?
It's called the vinegar incident.
The vinegar, that doesn't sound good. It's known as the vinegar
incident. I'll let Danny talk about it.
Jordan came over and said, we introduced you, I'm from Preston, I'm Jordan. We knew of each other, but we had never met. So we shook hands and all.
Bear in mind, this is 7 years ago. I was 18, you were 18. Mm. Two young spunkers.
And thrusters. We were. I was
in the middle of Helmand Province,
queuing up for the get on the computer. my turn, and me and Jordan had a little chat, introduced ourselves to each other. And the next thing is my turn, so I went and sat on the other side of the rooms using the computer, and it was mega slow, bad connection. So I thought I'll just turn around and see what's going on in the rest of the room. And I looked at Jordan out the corner of my eye, and he was sat there, looked like he was minding his own business, and he picked up a pot of vinegar and an empty cup. I thought, what's he doing? So I was. Carried on watching me. Yeah, he was oblivious to me watching. I was doing it on the sly. And he began to shake vinegar into this cup. He filled it about a quarter full of vinegar. And I thought, what's he going to do with that?
Some kind of magic trick.
Yeah, I thought there was some sort of something crazy going on here. And next thing, he had a look out of the corner of his eye, checking on watching. I was stayed covert. He didn't know what I was watching. Next thing, he necked the vinegar.
I don't know still to this day why I did that. I think I'd missed, I was craving fish and chips. It was about 4 or 5 months into the tour. We was living off rations or noodles, My palate wasn't fulfilled with the food that was being offered to me.
Okay.
I spotted the sachets of vinegar. I thought, bonus. Shit, no food.
Sachets of vinegar?
Sachets of vinegar. Yeah. Was it sachets or a pot?
Like a normal malt vinegar.
It was like a vinegar shaker.
Yeah. One you find in your average restaurant. Standard. Yeah. Standard UK issue.
You give it
vinegar.
A good 10 thrusts into the...
You counted
it's 10 thrusts.
It was around 9, 10, 11 thrusts into
9, 10, 11. Who remembers the 10th one?
9, 10, 11 thrusts sounds quite familiar.
Something around that, Mark.
No,
necked it and then grimaced, put the cup down and walked out.
I did that just to look.
Well, being your brother, I can't stand vinegar, can I?
Yeah, that's really weird. That I love vinegar on my chips and on
on anything.
I don't usually
have vinegar on everything. I have it on a roast dinner.
Well, I don't have it on roast dinner.
Well, I always remember you drinking vinegar from the bottle.
All right. What is this? This is your life. No,
yeah, but I hate it.
Yeah, but that's a weird thing. I love it. He hates it.
Weird.
But I'll tell you what we both love, Danny. Me and Danny both love chili sauce and Kona. Mm. I've experimented but I always come back. I'm like a smackhead with chili sauce. chili sauce is my main...
Dabbing around.
I'll have a dab around with Nando's. Not hot enough, usually.
I like the
Tabasco.
Flavor of Nando's, though. The heat.
Nando's.
Yeah, I do.
I like the garlic one, Nando's.
Yeah,
but... you like sauces, you like vinegar. And I don't, I hate it.
I like chili sauce, I like fruit.
Not sweet chili, though.
Explore yourself, guys.
I like cheating a bit.
You only live once.
What? I feel like sweet chili's a bit... I feel like it's cheating
Yeah,
a bit.
I am. Too much sugar in sweet chili now. Sweet chili to me is like methadone to a smackhead.
Not quite the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, so, that's the introduction done. Danny Rawcliffe.
I'd just like to point out at this point, for all the technology and sponsors that these two have got, they'll probably upload a picture to Twitter later and show you the setup. It is pretty cool.
It's cool, isn't it?
It is very cool. But I'd just like to point out that for all the technology, they made me bring my own chair.
Guest chair. He did actually bring his own chair. He knocked on the door, I opened, and he was sat on the chair on the pavement. So
that could be a room.
That's something we're working on.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
Work in progress.
Okay. First topic, okay, how we met. Right, this is a question we're going to ask everybody who features. By the way, if you're listening at home, this isn't going to be some kind of, you've got to be an ex-Marine to be able to do this podcast, because, we've been to war and all that. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. You don't. I want everybody. If you've got an interesting story, if you're funny, you
could call in.
We
can set that up. Not now.
You've got to walk before you can run, mate, you know what I mean? You're going to do set up a bloody AA kind of... ring in with a problem.
Counselling.
Yeah, I don't. I'd give you advice.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. So yeah, you don't have to be any ex-military. If you've got something you want to say, get in touch with me at Walton Chiefs.
Any
or message me on my Facebook, and we'll get you on the show. On the show, I like saying that. Okay. First topic. First question. I'm going to ask my guest. Okay, Danny.
Yeah.
Paint the picture in your mind. The year is 2021. You've been sacked from your job. You've been living homeless in Avenham Park. You've noticed that the crowds are getting lesser and lesser. A zombie apocalypse has spread the country like a terrible strain of herpes. It's taking out people faster. I don't know. Basically, what I'm trying to say, there's been a zombie apocalypse. You're living in Avenham Park. It doesn't have to be Avenham Park. If you don't know where Avenham Park is, it's...
The top of Avenham's quite a nice area, to be fair.
Yeah, it is. The bottom's full of gay men who walk the dogs and bum each other in the bushes. And that is true. I've seen it with... Well, I've not seen it, but I know it goes on. I've been part of it. No, yeah, so anyway...
I think it'd be a good place to live in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, it would.
As far as I've seen on film, zombies going uphill, I don't think they'd be too good.
Well, that's what we spoke about last week.
What kind of zombies are they?
28 days later, they sprint at you like Linford Christie on steroids. Or are they like Shaun of the Dead zombies who move at a snail's pace? We're talking Linford Christie style.
Super zombies.
Yeah. They can't lockpick, though, like Jake said last week. So you're living in a park. How do you survive? What do you do?
As I've just said, I'd probably use the landscape. Avenham Park, I'd lure them into the water. Drown them.
Get a load of him in a sack.
The ribble just got dangerous.
Get a load of him in a sack and put him underwater.
We've all heard of church deeps.
So you'd make a canoe out of an oak tree?
Yeah, I'd fashion one out of something.
I was thinking of this on the way up. On the way up from work, I would like to be the modern day Aragorn from Lord of the Rings. I live off the land. I've got a cool coat with a hood that covers my eyes. You can't see me until I smoke a pipe. When I take a big inhale of the pipe, my eyes glow up in a sinister fashion. You know what bit I'm on about, Lord of the Rings? In the Prancing Pony. That is really, really geeky. Apologies for that. Yeah, so I'd be some kind of maverick, living off the land, with a cool hood, big boots.
Is this pre-zombie apocalypse?
This is post. I don't do this tomorrow.
After I put
my football bet on. So that's the way I'd like to do it. But so you fashion a canoe out of an oak tree.
I think I'd stay. I'd keep myself to the water.
Head to Blackpool.
I've never seen a zombie swim, if I'm honest.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
You could surely just get a boat and anchor up just off the shore, and you'd be safe.
Wouldn't you? That is, yeah.
You have to come on for supplies.
Yeah.
Would you take? Look, how long is it going to last?
Fish. You give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day. You give him a fishing rod, you'll feed him for life.
He's going to get down to tackle box.
Box and lost the call. What?
Rains every day here, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
You got your water, you got your fish for a living.
Constant fish. Constant supply. So what can you catch in the river?
I think I go ashore just for a scrap sometimes, though.
You've got a bit of morning glory. You're sick of...
getting a bit excited.
It's coursing through your veins, testosterone.
You want your alpha male.
You'd have to make it so it was completely unfair to you. So there's no way... You're on a hill.
If you think you're fighting a zombie, it's already unfair, isn't it?
Why? Because they're so...
Yeah, but like we said, they run at you.
These are sprinters. You've got to be careful.
I think I could outrun a zombie.
I'll tell you what you do. You just pitch up 10 metres offshore, lure them to you with a bit of bait, maybe some straggler.
This is getting pretty sadistic, though.
Well, no, this is only a joke. But you found a straggler. He can't get on the boat with you. So you chain him up like the goat on Jurassic Park, and you bait the zombies in, and you pick them off with your bow and arrow. Because you've got to have a bow and arrow in a zombie apocalypse. Mm. Yeah?
Okay, cool.
Okay, so...
So you'd lure zombies in.
And then you'd just pick them off one by one. Oh.
Giving you your dominance. Cool.
Yeah.
Right, are we finished with that then?
And anything else you want to add on the zombies?
No.
Okay, good.
Fair play.
I like it. Right, next thing I want to tell you about is I saw this article. An old man, let me just find it.
Have you got any form?
Yeah, I did. I saved it on my phone. Oh, this is it. Look at this. This is unbelievable.
What?
An 84-year-old man sailed across the world. Look at this, Danny.
Anthony Smith made 40-foot by 18-foot raft with pipes and telegraph pole. Basically, an 84-year-old British man somehow got his bungalow onto a raft.
Do you know what?
And sailed the world. And he was 86 years old.
What was the raft, like a powered raft? Like?
No, I'm just trying to get a picture of coming up. There you go, look at this.
They can't see.
If you're looking at home, just come around here. He sailed the world on that.
They can't see.
No, I'm just showing you. Basically, yeah. So if you're looking at home, an 86-year-old man named Anthony Smith made his bungalow onto a raft. You've got to see this. This is unbelievable. His mission was to cross the Atlantic and reach Eleuthera in the Bahamas. Sounds like some sort of disease.
He reached Blackpool.
Oh, yeah, Eleuthera. Yeah. I know it.
Eleuthera? Yeah. You been there?
No.
you've taken it on risk.
I've read about it.
Have you? What have you read about it?
I've read that man's been there.
Have you read this before?
No, it's weird that you've brought that up. I was discussing this with someone today.
There we go.
If you've not seen the picture, if you've seen the film Up where the guy ties balloons to his house,
yes,
it's like that but on water.
Yeah, that is what I'm... Without the cute old man.
Yeah. Well, it might be.
He's still quite cute for an old man. Anthony. He's a...
So he's a sailor himself, is he?
Can you say that? No, well, you've just done it.
It's like Uncle Albert a bit.
He does look like... During the war! He does look like Uncle Albert.
So he sailed his bungalow on he put it on a raft.
Yeah, he's put it on a raft and he sailed it.
What, is it like a like
he
a
sailed. Let
yacht.
Me tell you how far he sailed it.
This isn't good.
He's not telling me how far he sailed it.
Is there any details of how he got it onto the raft?
Yeah, how
no,
did he get it?
No, nothing. I don't know anything. I just saw a man had put a bungalow on it. Oh, here we go. He set sail from the Canary Islands and he basically crossed the Atlantic in a bungalow on a raft.
Is that a recognised record now?
I think he's probably the first.
I don't know. I think he's one of the oldest.
He's the oldest man to ever sail a bungalow across the Atlantic.
Yeah, I think he's the oldest and only man to ever do that.
There we go.
That's just something interesting if you want to look up sometime if you're a bit bored.
Cool.
Okay, next
topic. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Intrigued
cool.
to know how he got the got a water bottle.
Well, can you get... Well, he set sail from the Canary Islands, so...
What, was his bungalow on the Canary Islands?
Well, yeah, he must have bought a timeshare. You never get the phone calls. I woke up one morning and my bungalow disappeared. I only walked out with her to get a pint of milk, and I came back and the bloody bungalow's get. Tell you what, it's those bloody gypsy neighbours. They'll have anything if we don't tie it down. If you get gypsies in the Canary Islands, right? Next topic. This is something Jake thought up. I thought it was quite interesting. You know what I'm going to say, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start off with you, Jake. What sport would you play with Vladimir Putin?
I haven't actually thought about it, though.
Well, now's your time to think. You know who Vladimir Putin is, don't you?
Yeah, I know who Putin is, yeah.
Yeah, we all know
he's Putin. He's a fine hockey player, by all accounts.
Hockey?
Ice hockey, yeah.
Yeah, because they're into it Russians, aren't they? They love that.
He's
he's a Russian's good player, Canadian. Apparently.
He's an absolute nutcase.
So not ice hockey, then? Probably shouldn't play him at ice hockey.
Why would
you play him at ice hockey? Well, they'd be good at it. But you wouldn't win, would you?
What, if you played him at ice hockey?
Yeah.
He could get quite aggressive, and there's a lot of scrapping in ice hockey.
He's got a big upper hand, though. I wouldn't like him to have that.
Yeah.
Nice game of snooker.
Nice gentle game of snooker.
Nice gentleman's game.
Take him down to the con club, one of the gentlemen's
local
clubs.
Local con club.
I can't see him being a good loser, though.
No, he's the type of guy, he'd snap the cue and threaten to stab you in Russian as he's drinking whiskey, vodka, sorry.
Yeah. I think if you beat him, he'd like burn your house or something.
Yeah, he's a scary dude.
He can't just have his time, can he, Putin? Like, he's done, like, really good things for Russia, sort of thing.
I tell you what scares me about Russia. It is literally like a gangster movie. Did you hear about one of the leaders of the opposition just got shot dead outside the... Was it the Kremlin?
Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, like, in view of the Kremlin. Yeah.
I read something interesting about Putin the other day. There's a guy who analyses, like, body language and stuff, and he's been watching his, like, speeches for years and stuff, and he thinks he's, like, autistic... mildly autistic, you know, because of the way he acts and stuff. And that's what's led to all his, like, crazy decision-making and stuff
that. I woke up one morning, like, I think I want to take over the Ukraine today.
What, is sure Stephen Hawking? Like
that. That's Stephen Hawking, isn't it? I woke up this morning in a fit of rage. I decided to embark my troops back into the Ukraine. I'll tell you what I wouldn't fight Putin against. Judo.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's a judo sambo. Black belt. A judo and sambo. He would throw you to the ground before you'd know what had happened.
Yeah. So what sport would I pick then?
So I'd probably, yeah, Danny's right. Nice gentle game of snooker. Yeah.
Game of snooker. What would you do then, Jordan? Are we all agreeing on snooker? Come on, you got to pick your own.
Danny should do with him. Go on. Danny should have him a game of chess.
Do you like chess?
Why should you have him a game of chess, pleasure. Danny?
I've got some chess credentials behind me.
Why don't you share the world or the 26 listeners?
Back in the day, I was a bit of a chess prodigy.
Yeah, he was, actually. I was, it's quite
really?
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Go on. I was a multi...
big time.
Multi-champion.
Multi-champion?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Come on, elaborate. What did you win?
Oh, South Ribble.
You won the tournament against your granddad 6 times on the row.
Yeah. No, I won.
Won a packet of Maltesers.
Weren't you you were the under-16s champion? British champion?
I wasn't British champion. I was a bit out of my league. I didn't get that far. We did the Lancashire and the North West England, all that, you know.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Right. And you were, what age limit was this?
All the trophies, all my route them out. And,
Do you know what surprises me about chess is not, you'd be surprised how many people can't play chess.
I can't play chess.
So you can't play chess and you're a student?
No.
There's too many pot noodles, that. Don't eat it.
Yeah, I can't play chess, I don't know how to.
It's so easy. It's a really good game. It's easy to learn. It's
if you get someone good at it, it's solid.
It's like a game of FIFA. You can show someone how to play, but if they just don't have the tactical mind.
Now, there's a lot of skill involved, isn't there, in chess? Yeah. It's like the only game where there's no luck whatsoever. You can actually... He's full on strategy, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
It's all about moves ahead, isn't it, or something? Mm. Yeah. So, like, looking
Danny, ahead. You'd...
Before my mind got ruined a bit by alcohol and various things on my youth there. I think many moves ahead, yeah.
Yeah,
you've lost it a bit now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Too many
I still
foreign substances.
I still give Putin a game, though.
Would you give Putin a game?
I'd give Putin a game.
Can Putin play?
So for the record, guys, Dan would give Putin a game of chess.
There we go. That's a good one.
What's his Twitter?
Then you probably, depending on how... Yeah.
You're going to see the headline tomorrow on the...
At Putin.
Lancashire Evening Post. What is it? Ex-Marine shot dead by Russian hitman. It's believed that the former serving Marine made a joke about playing Putin at chess. Putin responded with no comment. So you'd play him at chess. I think I would play him at FIFA. Yeah, he could be Russia.
Do you reckon he's good?
Is
Russia a good team?
Is FIFA a sport? Right.
Is it?
No.
I'll tell you what. No, okay. Then.
A physical sport.
So no computer games. No. I'd have him a boxing match.
Boxing match?
Yeah.
I reckon he'd be good at that.
Ooh, he'd be hard, mate. Yeah. You'd hurt your hands on his head.
A formidable opponent.
I'm faster than him.
See, I'm brown-nosing him now because I think I'm going to do him at chess.
Because you're scared of him that he's going to send scared. Big Vlad... big.
Turns out he does Ivan. Actually play chess.
Alexander. Ivan's going to turn up at your house with a crowbar. not what the Russians do in Britain. They poison your drip, don't they, with anthrax. Is that close to the bone? Was it a Russian? Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll ask Abramovich. Jake, you're the one. Final one. Oh, I've just been followed on Twitter by Paul2ED. I don't know who he is. He knows who I am. And he's got eight. Oh, he's a social media alchemist. So he gathers... He sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
I've just been followed by... at VP64.
Are you listening?
Who's at VP? Have you just been followed? Is anybody... Have you recorded this live?
No.
So this is nothing to do with the podcast.
That was a Vladimir Putin joke, then.
All right. He was a little bit ahead of us there.
You got us. Chess.
Yeah. You're getting the hang of this little podcast thing.
Yeah. There we go.
How's the sound, Jake? How's the sound?
Sounds good, I think.
Are we all sounding good,
yep.
Danny?
Yep.
Good? Freaking should do with all that.
I'd just like to clarify that I said earlier my Twitter was Dan Raw. It's actually Danny Raw 13.
So it's Danny Raw 13.
Danny Raw is in like raw meat.
Well, as in how else do you spell raw?
R-O-A-R.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't raw like a lion. And I've not got raw meat. It's my last name.
Oh, there
Danny Raw.
13.
13.
Before you follow him, follow us.
How else do you spell Raw?
At Walton Chiefs.
Who's bringing this to you?
And we'll look, you know, it's going to take off. The picture is of a lion pack, which I used to hand raise when I travelled to South Africa. Oh, that's absolute load of bollocks. Okay, Jake, what would you play? What would you
play Putin at?
Play Putin at.
In a,
could be sport. A regular feature. What would you play Putin at?
Play Putin.
Play Putin.
Hey, play Putin. Play.
We need like a mix to it, don't we?
Yeah. Okay, what would I play
a jingle.
Putin
at?
A jingle to play Putin. You die.
What would I play him at?
Yeah. You're shit at sport though, aren't you?
Yeah, so I can't really play him at anything.
He was all brains, no balance.
No. Yeah.
You got the balance of a.
I was alright at Thai boxing. I
got you were. You got horrible little bony shins.
Yeah, there we go. So Thai boxing. No, I can't.
Just that's, not. If they saw Putin's the picture of your long hair, they're not going to believe you're going to have him a Thai fight. Go on.
All right. What other sports can I do? Hang on. What am I good at?
Sport wise, not much.
What to play Putin at? What would be good to play Putin at? I actually don't know. I came up with a question. I didn't come up with an answer.
Command and conquer. we said
game
no.
Of risk. Starcraft.
A game of Risk, which is a brilliant
risk.
Game.
I think a game of Risk or Monopoly with Putin would be cracking, wouldn't it?
No, Matt. Do not play Putin at Monopoly. Have you ever seen an angry player at Monopoly? He will flip the board. He'll throw the little metal dog at you. He'll swear in Russian.
He'll put the top hat on.
And then sit in the corner and watch Christmas TV. Is that him or is that what I did last year?
There you go.
Okay. You still not answered the question.
I still not answered the question. I don't know. You need to help me out. I don't actually know.
Why don't you have like a little... he's... Thinking about it, I bet he's quite good at a lot of sport.
Yeah.
You need something, man. You need something British.
Darts, yeah. Are you a good thrower?
Darts?
No, he's got no coordination. He knows that.
So darts.
He's all brains, Jake.
I'm all brain. What's so brain? Chess. I just need to know.
You've already established that you don't play chess.
I've got chess.
I don't play chess.
Drafts.
Drafts.
Checkers.
Backgammon.
You play backgammon.
Noughts and crosses. Backgammon.
Noughts and crosses and backgammon.
No, Connect Four.
Oh, yeah. Connect Four.
We're slowly getting out of the realms of games to board games.
Board games.
You know, right, that's okay. Another one for the future. We'll get Grandad on
here. Play Putin, yeah. Feature.
Play Putin, that's a feature. And also, how do you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Right, cool.
Okay. I don't know why I wrote this.
Next question.
I just found it funny. Have you seen that TV program advertised?
What?
About Gary Barlow's court battle with British Gas, about trying to get his fire back on.
No.
It's called Relight My Fire. I'm sorry, I thought it was funny. I might have told it a little bit wrong there, but I thought it was funny.
Have you actually told it wrong?
Yeah, basically, follow a Twitter page called something about celebrity TV show ideas, and it's just full of like funny like little... we'll move on from that.
Monkey tennis.
Yeah, right. Is a topic for us all. Is it today or yesterday was World Book Day?
Yesterday.
This is something close to all of our hearts, as we all like to read.
I think it was yesterday.
As Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones would say, yep. Reading is to the mind what a whetstone is to a sword. So basically what I'm saying with that is, to sharpen your mind, you need to read books.
Yep.
And ironically, that was a quote from Game of Thrones, which, before you all thought it was a raunchy TV show, is a set of books,
cracking
which I've
books.
Read.
It's actually
read
still being written.
Yeah. I've never read it. Yeah, he needs to hurry up before he dies, because the guy's getting on.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it.
What, to the last book? Have you seen the size of the books?
I don't think he's going to make it.
He needs to jot down his ideas quick, then, so at least someone can...
I think someone's told me he's told the show's producers the end result, in case he doesn't... You know,
that's a good idea. Forward thinking.
Just in case, yeah. If he dies, I'll be thoroughly disappointed that I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. And plus, it wouldn't be his mind coming up with it.
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet if he died, the last bit of the show, his manuscripts were buried with him, some lunatic would dig his grave up for the manuscripts.
Probably, yeah. You'd make a lot of money off it.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. I'd just sell it off as my own idea.
Yeah. Or why don't you just come up with it and... I was saying that it wouldn't be as good, would it?
No, he'll have done the old manuscript job. I think Tolkien did it with Lord of the Rings. He knew he was getting on. He was getting close to the end.
Yeah.
The end was nigh. He said to his son, hang on a minute. I ain't got long left here, son. Yeah? Yeah. Frodo's not even left the fucking Shire yet. You know, this isn't looking good. No, but he did genuinely. I think he got to the last chapter and his son wrote the last chapter of...
Imagine if
his son just added his own little touch in. You know, like at the end of Lord of the Rings where Frodo's on the edge and Gollum just comes running in.
That was him.
And his son just thought, hang on a minute. He's not tied up a loose end here. I'll have my 10 minutes of fame. And he's just wrote in. Why is the final chapter got loads of crossing out and... your handwriting about Gollum runs in and throws the ring in.
So that was him.
Yeah, so anyway, favourite
book. They should have just got the eagle, shouldn't they? And they come at the end. Should have just flown on an eagle.
All the way there.
All the way to
Mordor. That's the funny, what everyone takes the mick out of. The epic journey they went through from, this is another quite geeky thing, from the Shire to, where's the elves? Rivendell, is it?
I think so.
The Shire to Rivendell, to the down the Misty Mountains, through the mines of Moria. Through the mines of Moria, where Gimli discovered that his family were dead, his dwarf and women, who also have beards.
And to Rohan.
No. Before they hit Rohan,
Salmon.
The hobbits were kidnapped by the band of Uruk-hai.
Left his badge in the mud, didn't he?
Yeah, he left his badge. I think that was more for the film. Yeah. So they split off then. One call sign went to... What was the wood called? The big... With the trees.
Fanghorn Forest.
We all love Lord of the Rings.
I love Lord of the Rings.
So they went to Fanghorn Forest. The others went to Rohan. Then the Fanghorn Forest call sign went on to the... I can't believe I'm doing this. Went on to the tower at...
Isengard.
Isengard. You love it as well. They went on to Isengard. The Rohan call sign then split off. They went to the mountain with all the ghosts in the mountain.
Oh yeah.
Then the
what's the place in with the dead people in there?
Yeah, that's the mountain.
That's the one.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah. I'll remember. They all met up together again at and Sam and Frodo and Gimli, not Gimli, Gollum. They've gone off down a.
Yeah.
Emin Mule. Is that what it's called?
No.
The razor-sharp labyrinth of rocks, where they keep going round in a circle, heading towards Mordor. Then they cross the marshes. In fact, I'm going to stop doing that. Basically, they throw the ring in the pit, and they should have just took the eagles the whole way there.
You'd lose something, though.
It would have been easy. It wouldn't be as good story.
You'd lose a multi-million pound film franchise.
Paid
9 hours of my life on a weekly basis. Because if you watch the uncut versions of them, you know,
they are epic.
I was like looking for the next Hobbit hole after watching them. I was putting my kettle
have you seen
on
the
stove.
What? Have you seen The Hobbit?
Yeah, I'm a bit disappointed.
I've not seen any of them.
Yeah,
they're
a bit CGI, aren't they?
They've flogged.
Yeah, the Hobbit book's brilliant, but I don't think they... They do it just
well, The Hobbit is the first one, isn't it? It's before the Lord of the Rings.
Prior to the Lord of the Rings, yeah.
They flogged a dead horse.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
Was it still
in the
Peter
Hobbit.
Jackson?
Yeah, it was Peter Jackson, the director.
Yep. But it's disappointing. Mm-hmm. I still need to watch it. It's on Netflix.
I need to watch it though.
Mm-hmm. What else are we talking about? Best books. Wrap up.
Keep going about books.
What's that? Oh, he's getting a drink.
Yeah, I'm getting a
bit. Right. What was the last book you read, Jake?
The last book I read?
Yeah.
Ha-Joon Chang. Economics, the User's Guide.
No, I mean real books.
That actually was the last real book I last read. I can't even remember the last book I've read. That's bad. I've been reading. I think it's Labyrinths by some... I can't remember what it's called. It's a series of short books that my mate at work gave to me. Right. He likes his books. He likes his kind of out there stuff. I work at PC World.
It's good for me. Why didn't you get any friggin'...
We can't hear you.
Why didn't you get any of the mics from PC World?
Because they don't really sell that good.
They don't sell office chairs as well.
Do they sell office chairs at PC World?
No.
Well, that's the downfall, isn't it?
That's the downside.
Yeah. They need to start investing
in... Staples.
Yeah.
Office furniture.
Office furniture. Yeah, Staples, they have loads, don't they?
Mm. What's the last book you read, Danny?
Not the last book I read, but I recently read Dracula.
Oh, the original
Bram
Chronicles.
Stoker, yeah. Cracking book.
How was that? Good.
Yeah, very good. One little story floor I found.
Yeah.
Dracula is always described as being like a hard guy, got a clean shaven face. But then later on,
when have I ever heard of Dracula being clean shaven?
He's got a mustache. Well, he's got a clean shaven face. A big mustache.
But, okay.
And it also goes on afterwards to say that he can't see his reflection in the mirror, which, you know, how does he say clean shaven?
Ah. Oh.
He gets his missus to.
Does he have a missus? He's got loads of wives, hasn't he?
Has he? Mm. He's a bit of a player. What's the town called? The
Olden Bigamist. Is it?
He's a bigamist. A social. What's the town called they're all from?
Transylvania.
Transylvania.
Bamber Bridge.
Yeah, Transylvania's a real place, is it?
Yeah, it's in Romania.
Is it in Romania?
It is a real place, yeah.
Was he based on a guy called Ivan the Terrible?
Ivan the Terrible. I don't think he was based off him, but he was a...
I'm sure there's a link between Ivan the Terrible and...
He used to put people's heads on sticks, didn't he?
Ivan the Terrible. I'm sure there's a link between him and... look it up.
Well, Ivan the Terrible was the... I thought he was Russian. Yeah, he was. He was Russian.
Yeah.
He was the Grand Prince of Moscow, and he was a Tsar. Yeah. A Russian Tsar. And let me check.
Tsar-har. As in the old Man United striker.
Yeah. Vlad the Impaler.
Shall I tell you what last...
You mean Vlad the Impaler?
Yes, that's who I'm on about.
I was thinking about
song by Kasabian as well. Great song.
Vlad the Impaler. Using it. Oh, there we go.
Impaler.
Vlad
the Impaler. Vlad the Impaler, is it?
Prince of Valachia. Was a member of the House of... Listen. Was a member of the House of Draculesti. A branch of the House of Basarab. Also known using his... Patronymic. As Vlad Dracula.
Okay. Well, following on from that...
So he was Dracula.
Yeah, fair enough. I told you. See?
He's not smart about fire, is he? He must have done something.
What's that?
Oh, yeah. He's one of those weirdos who gets off to sucking blood.
Who?
Vlad... who you
Putin? Just read
about? Not Putin. Don't say that on the
edit.
Yeah, leave out extremist Muslims and Putin, for God's sake. Yeah, I read something quite similar as well, Danny, actually. Carl Froch's autobiography. It's actually a really good book.
Yeah.
It's well worth a read. If you're into sporting autobiographies, he's a beast, Carl Froch.
Yeah.
He has done some stuff in his life, and he, and what people don't see it, he don't get the popularity desires, but he has never turned down a fight from anyone.
Yeah.
He will fight anyone.
Is he heavyweight, Carl Froch?
No, he's super middleweight.
Yeah.
But he's the best super middleweight on the planet at the moment, they reckon, because that Andre Ward hasn't fought. Anyway, I'm not going to diverge into boxing.
Last books you read?
Other books I've read. That's it, yeah. So it's World Book Day. That was, again, a massive, massive... That was like a five-minute tangent. That's the beauty of these things. You go off on tangents and nobody gives a shit. Yeah. Free speech. And all the kids were going in as characters from books. I saw quite a few Where's Wally's.
Yeah.
Where's Wally's was popular.
My girlfriend's mum went as Where's Wally.
What's that?
Where's Wally's, I used to love him back in the day.
You still can't find him.
No, I've never found him.
Have you not?
Never found Wally?
Yeah, that's too much in your basement. Stuff when you were younger, that.
I know.
Clouded your mind.
Bad eyesight as well as hearing.
You just called it Where's Wally.
Deaf and dumb. I'm only joking. I would have been really like trying to be a bit controversial when I have a little girl or boy.
Jesus.
I might send like, if I had a little son, maybe, because have you ever read like the world's like deadliest murderers or something? Probably send little Freddy.
The Brooklyn Vampire.
Possibly. Peter Sutcliffe. The Yorkshire Ripper. You get him turn up, he's got blood stains, he's dressed as a 1970s lorry driver, he's got blood stains on like a pair of... Nah, you couldn't get away with that, could you? If a little kid's getting done, some parents sent a little lad in dressed as 50 Shades of Grey, Mr. Christian Grey, and he got sent home from school, which I think's a bit harsh. World Book Day, it's a book.
It is a book.
It's not like he's porn, is it? That's Shades of Grey's...
There you go. Have you seen it?
No.
No, I've not seen it.
Have
you seen it?
To watch
I haven't,
that
no.
Crap.
No. Not good.
I like hardcore stuff.
That's tame for Danny, that. Oh, that was another thing I wanted to say about Danny.
Go on.
We'll go back to Danny now. You know, we've toyed around with a few little topics. We've got more to come. Danny, unfortunately, there's a lot of his stories we can't tell on here, but we've got a few we can tell.
Yeah.
He was well known back at work amongst the corps. Got himself in a few scrapes. Tell us about the Aberdeen incident.
Oh, God. I was on a night out in Aberdeen. And
Aberdeen is a fantastic night out.
Aberdeen is a brilliant night out.
Yeah, nice place.
Probably one of the best nights out in the UK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like really busy, really nice clubs, really friendly people, brilliant night out. You ever get a chance to go to Aberdeen, go to Aberdeen. Thanks, Aberdeen. They sponsored the headphones. Aberdeen Council.
Sent us some steaks.
Yeah, he sent us a couple of Aberdeen Angus.
Aberdeen Angus, freshly reared steaks.
Grass-fed. So, yeah, go on.
Yeah, where was I?
Yeah, the Aberdeen.
Oh, yeah. So I was on this night out in Aberdeen and... you know, things are going all right. Quite a few drinks have gone down. Next thing, I woke up.
Did your finger come away from the glass?
Yeah, the finger came away from the glass.
When that happens, we call that Dan syndrome.
That
means Dan's gone to another level in life. We can't bring him back. So when that happens, he's had a few too many.
Silly things happen. So I wake up in the morning in a single bed in a house in an empty room.
Was it a comfortable room? Heating on
the wall. Brilliant room, yeah. Heating was on.
Was there a little skinny bald bloke with a belt wrapped around his arm squatting in the corner?
Fresh sheets, you know, the lot of the works.
Fresh sheets. It was a nice, respectable house.
Oh, a beautiful house, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was no Clayton Brook.
Oh, it was a cracking house.
Yeah.
Nice up in Aberdeen, you know.
Talking
nice
Fullwood here.
Brisk morning.
Yeah.
Wake up, look next to the bed. My shoes are laid out nice and neat next to the bed.
So whatever you've done, you've put a bit of thought into it.
I've had a good night. Yeah. Well, this is it.
On your own.
Like, what's that film where he gets injured and wakes up and he's all like, he's been looked after?
I don't know, but can he tell his story, please?
Can the man finish his story?
Yeah, go on.
So anyway,
now I'm thinking, what film
now
is
I'm
that?
Thinking, what film's that? Yeah, hold on, disrupting my train of thought.
What is it?
What film? What does he do?
He gets injured.
Yeah.
And then someone takes him in, like a family.
Oh, no. No. It's Misery. He gets taken in by the fat woman and she breaks his ankles. Brilliant film, watch Misery.
You've just
Stephen King
it.
Novel. No, that's not that much of a story. Anyway, go on.
Misery.
Misery, write it down. At Walton Chiefs podcast.
Right. We're plugging everyone tonight, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, oh yeah. Shout out.
At Stee King.
Hold on, let me just pick that name up from the floor.
Yeah. Right, so going, yeah.
Go so on. Anyway, yeah. I wake up in this bed and I go, oh God, where am I? But my shoes are laid out. I thought I'm in a friendly environment, so I went back to sleep. Next thing, a man walks in the room, opens the door, says, who are you? I said, well, who are you?
I was here first.
He said, what are you doing in my house?
What are you doing in my house, you little bastard?
You're wee.
Oh, and then he heard the English accent.
Yeah,
he heard the English accent.
You know, a badly placed tattoo as well.
He had a... Oh, you got England. He's got the three lions in England tattooed down his forearm.
Classy.
Yeah,
young, English, white and proud.
The Scottish don't like that, so...
Yeah. Not like much, the Scottish.
No, they don't, know. They like Iron Brew and battered Mars bars.
I've got loads of good Scottish friends really close, so they'll laugh at that.
They'll laugh.
We're a friend with the Scots. It's all in jest.
Yeah. It's all fun and giggles.
Can't have our currency, though.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
Right. Can I tell finish my story?
Sorry, right. No
so anyway,
more interruptions.
So anyway, the man comes in, says, who are you? I said, who are you? He says, what are you doing in my house? And I said, I don't know. You must have let me in. He said, no, I've not let you in. And I said, right, well, next thing, he's going, you're trying to rob my house. I said, who robs the house? Of course, gets the head down in the spare bedroom. So at this point, he's adamant that I've been trying to rob his house. So we both go down, I get my shoes and everything, go downstairs, and he's like, right, how have you got in? I said,
he's just watching you in his spare room, get your clothes on.
He's walked in, I'm in bed, shoes and he's accused me of robbing the place and then going to sleep. So anyway, I go downstairs with him, and he's like, right, how have you got in? I said, I don't know. So we've gone round all the windows and doors, everything, locked.
The place. You went round together.
Yeah, we went round together.
You were there on his shoulders trying to undo the
examined every door, every window, nothing's locked up tight. It's like a Jonathan Creek mystery in there. No one knows how I've got in. There's no entry. So he's accused me of being a robber, and somehow I don't know how I've got in. No one knows.
Did you have a missus?
No.
Nope.
It was me and him locked up in this house.
Oh my God, did you check your arse in the morning?
Well, I didn't. I felt fine.
When you woke up, did you.
I had a sore head, but my bottom was intact.
Yeah, yeah. So you were hungover, not hanging out.
Not bent over.
No, so that's pretty. So to this day, the mystery still stands.
Yeah, the mystery stands. So at this point, he's livid. He thinks I've been robbing his gaff.
Some young Englishman is making hospitality. He's breaking bread and wine in your spare room. Yeah?
Yeah, he couldn't quite comprehend that I was going to. He thought I'd tried to rob the place and thought I got fatigued or something halfway through. Gone to sleep in his spare room.
Oh, I can't manage this 42-inch TV. Let me just. That's
a power nap.
Have a quick 10-minute. Shit, my alarm's not gone off. As everybody, the excuse, everyone, shit, my alarm didn't wake me up. My battery's gone. Yeah, so, and to this day, the mystery still stands.
In the end, he gave me a lift back.
You got to work it out.
In the end, he gave me a lift back to my hotel. It was quite a nice guy.
So it was a happy ending.
In
more ways than one.
Not a, no innuendo. It was a straight night. I woke up. You know, we had a separate bed.
He's not gay.
We went our own ways. And I did not ring him the next day.
Hey, great night. No,
So there you go, that's a challenge. So, work out what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will never
know. Do we have any Jonathan Creeks in the audience? How is it in the audience? Listening at home. If this is going out in Aberdeen, you may be the man. Are you the middle-aged man?
No, he was quite old.
Are you the quite old, late 60s Scotsman?
No,
mid-60s. Mid-60s, not late.
He probably looked
old because
he was Scottish.
Between mid-60s and late 60s, pardon me.
About 3 years.
Well, about 3 years, yeah.
No, I'd probably put him at, I don't know.
Are you the mid to late 60s Scotsman who woke up one morning with a young Englishman in your spare room? Upon further examination of the locked-on windows. It's like one of those crime thrillers, isn't it? Yeah. You know, like, how was it done?
I mean, Jonathan Creek.
And then you look closer, Danny had been working on the house years earlier. He'd made a secret floorboard into the spare room. Upon chance, he was on a night out in Aberdeen. Couldn't get a hotel or the train back. I've been on a night out years ago in Aberdeen, because that's where we used to go when I used to stay on camp a lot. And the amount of nights I spent asleep in a train station like a tramp.
It's easily done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because the last train goes at 12. Nobody goes home at 12. Not when you're from Preston.
Like Manchester.
People go out at 12.
It's a long way back to Arbroath as well.
It's 60-odd miles.
One way or another, you're staying in Aberdeen.
You're staying in Aberdeen.
How do you get there?
You get the train up, and then you get the first train back. But the first train back's 7, 8 in the morning. We come out of a club 4 in the morning.
You're going to wait 3 hours.
Pissed as a fart. You then have to proceed to tuck your T-shirt, your arms in your T-shirt like a little kid. Like a little kid watching Saturday morning TV in front of the fire. And all you... To complete the image, you just need, any spare change, mister? And, you know, you've got a kind of a picture of what I look like in that train station those mornings. Ugh. The real insult to injury was when some young woman threw a 50p at me.
Really?
All I had to do next was start singing Wonderwall. Open up the violin case. The guitar case. I know. So, but yeah, we served together up at 4 or 5 for quite a long time.
Good times.
Yeah. Yep. The first time we met, we was in a particularly brutal contact, firefight with the enemy. Mm. Fob Inkerman, shout out. Fob Inkerman wasn't my fob. For anyone who's not a military, is a forward operating base.
Jargon.
Yeah. The Fob Inkerman, Yankee Company crew.
Where was Fob Inkerman located?
North Sangin.
And where were you based?
Fob Gibraltar. Fob Jib, shout out.
South Sangin.
South of Sangin, Upper Goresh Valley.
Yep.
Yeah. And we flew up there just to help out with security duties. I'm not going to go into anything to what we were doing out there. Yeah. It's operational security measures. But, and we met in the watchtower positions one morning. Gets a bit tasty. Danny jumps on the small machine gun. Me being me, I jump on the big one. Kiss, kiss, bang, bang, good night. TKO. We get... I'll stop that right there. It was a good day. Yeah, to be a British soldier.
We had 2-2 air rifles and that was that.
Yeah, so anyway, that's that. Where did we go off from that? Books, was it?
Books. Last book? Books you've read. Yeah, mine was Ha Jun Chang's Economics, A User's Guide. It's as fun as the title is.
You've just ruined the Aberdeen story with Hang Ching Chong's.
You've just lost us 7 followers.
Yeah, they've just left.
Just with a book
As soon
title.
As you said that. Go on, say it again.
It's a good book if you're trying to get into economics. And basically it just gives you an insight into all different theories of economics. But it's a bit boring and it's gone off topic.
Yeah. Sound like a bloody good read.
It's a bloody good read. Tell us, to be fair though, we all could do with knowing about money.
Money.
Give us some advice. Give us some bite-sized tips on money. This is like real.
Bite-sized tips on money?
Yeah. How do you look after your money? I'm doing quite well at the moment, but only because I've got a fiancé. she spends a lot of it on the house, which is good. All I get to spend is a little bit on food and a PS4 game now and again. And training,
which has gone up dramatically. Training for what?
That Saturday morning one. Bit of Muay Thai, bit of grappling. Can't stop burping.
Nice.
Some good sparring. Yeah.
Sparring.
Kicking shit out of each other, quite literally.
Lumps.
Kicking lumps. So if you're a boxer, yeah.
Yep.
And you want to learn to kick, get yourself down to Thai boxing. Don't stand with your front leg too forward because they will literally kick it from under you. Yeah.
Okay.
Me and Danny once sparred at Condor, didn't we?
We did, yeah. The infamous.
What, Condor?
Don't. Which one are you going to go on about?
You're about Condor.
You know what I'm going to go on about.
Don't bring that one up.
Well, you brought it up.
What's Condo?
Condo's our old barracks.
Right, okay. Go on, what are you talking about?
Basically, the only time I've ever been dropped in my life was because that was one of Danny's body shots. But in my...
picture Hatton dropping Castillo. The pain in his face.
It wasn't the
pain. Speed of the drop. It was there, it was all there.
It was a good shot. I'll tell you what, this is what happened.
You didn't get up. You know, I danced
Danny,
around
Danny will admit
the
this to you now. I used to run rings around him. Yeah, didn't I?
Irrelevant.
I was getting very cocky one day. And I'll tell you what, no, I'm glad this comes up. He brings it up every time.
Taught you a lesson that day.
You did teach me a very big lesson. And I was getting really cocky. And I was starting to go hands down. You know, I thought I was Floyd Mayweather. And I was like laying it onto Danny. And then just, I don't know, I think out of desperation, I'd call it. Danny throws a big...
I picked my moment. I pretended.
He pretended he was getting really hurt.
You had the upper hand.
Bluffed it.
Yeah. I made you get cocky.
You lulled me into false
and
security.
And I landed a bomb.
Yeah.
In your ribs.
He did land a bomb, like...
Yeah.
He landed a massive left hand, because he's a southpaw, to my sternum.
Yep.
If you've ever been hit in the sternum, you'll know. You know, there's no coming back from that.
He dropped like a sack of shit.
No, I went to a knee, sucked him for dear life... And I think I just might have got up on a 9 count. I reckon I'd have been able to carry on just. But I did learn a very big lesson. If you are winning the fight, don't switch off. Don't get cocky. Because everybody's got a puncher's chance.
There we go.
Yeah. And I genuinely, I've never been...
Solid advice.
Never been dropped since after that. Yeah. Apart from one of my old mates.
You never been back boxing since? No, you have.
I have, yeah.
You retired after that.
Yeah, you retired.
You retired because you thought, wow, what a lucky escape. And you weigh about 100 kilogram and you're 5'10". And you're not even fat. You've just got bones made of lead. He's like Wolverine.
I've got adamantium running through me.
Say again?
I've got adamantium running through my bones.
Adamantium, it's a material.
Adamantium. Is that a genuine material?
I don't think
no.
so.
No.
What Wolverine's made of?
No.
It's not a genuine material.
I've got a friend, a good friend from work. I keep saying work. I've got a good friend who collects comic books. And this is he has got an original edition of the very first... X-Men comic.
Yeah.
And I don't know the price, but you're talking thousands and thousands of pounds. He doesn't even look, he doesn't read them. he keeps them in a, like the 40-year-old virgin.
He's
married with kids. Sound. What's that? What are you saying?
I'm asking if he's a virgin.
He's not a virgin, no, he's married with kids.
Oh, all right. There you go.
And I'm sure there is. But yeah, comic books, no, yeah, comic books. Who's your favourite superhero?
I like Batman, but I feel like he's got no powers. Has he? With enough star capital.
He's just got money.
What?
With enough startup capital, you know, you could become Batman.
Yeah, Batman. I think scientists proved again. Scientists, a lot to do. Could become you if you spent the time and discipline. Could become.
You need a lot of money, but it's doable.
He's just like Iron Man, though, isn't he? Batman
essentially,
like
yeah.
The Iron Man who doesn't fly.
Well, Batman's got more.
He does fly.
Batman's a better fighter, though, isn't he? Iron Man just uses technology, whereas
gets down and dirty.
I do quite like Wolverine, to be honest.
Wolverine is very, very popular.
Maybe Wolverine, yeah. Yeah. I like Spider-Man as well.
Spider-Man's cool.
Well, that wasn't the... You're just spilling off names here. I want
right, I'll go with Wolverine's my favourite.
Wolverine, yeah. Why?
Because he's just a hard mother.
Fucker. He's a...
He's just got it all going for him, hasn't he? He's got...
He's good looking.
Good looking. He's got...
Great sideburns. Mm.
Yeah.
Somebody must do them for him.
Smokes cigars for fun.
I wouldn't mind a cigar. A couple of Budweisers.
Cigar.
Could do with a couple of stogies now. What about you, Jake? Who's your favourite
superhero?
Yeah.
It is Batman, but he's not really a superhero, is he?
Mine's Batman.
He is a superhero.
He
just has no power.
Which
in many ways is quite commendable.
Everybody loves Batman because he's Batman.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's the world's greatest detective. Swear to me.
I'm Batman.
Where is he?
I'm Batman.
Where is he?
I did a good Joker impression, don't I?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to know how I got these scars? My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night he goes off crazier than usual. How good is that?
It's all right, yeah.
Remember when I did that? I did that on a night out once to a student. I had my keys in my hand and I was tapping at the glass. And the look of fear on the student's face. To top it off, I was dressed as the Joker. He completed the picture.
We used to have entire nights out, didn't we? Just talking as Hank from Me, Myself and Irene.
Yeah, they were the best days.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when we were single.
Young and single, carefree.
Trying to... if anybody doesn't know who Hank is, off Me, Myself... You've got to have seen Me, Myself and Irene. Yeah.
Brilliant film.
One of the funniest films ever.
Jim Carrey is
do
best,
a little. Do one. You do one, I'll do one.
You do one, I'll...
Vagisil. No, that, you can't just keep saying Vagisil. Everybody says that when he try and do his impression.
It's like, what else is he?
What you looking at, fucker?
Hey, ringworm.
Yeah, well, it's just a fist. Makes one hell of a mess when I start throwing it around. Potato glass jar. What's the matter there, honey? A little extra cheese on the taco? We're going to go to the see me pissing the power lines. I'm ready to twist your niblets.
That's how we used to speak all night. All night.
The whole night.
I wonder why I used to wake up with a sore throat.
I wonder why no one will have sex with me.
Speak for yourself. I'm engaged, mate. She's younger than me.
Cashback.
Again with the Alan Partridge.
We all do it now.
I think any like British guy, when they get a microphone in front of your face, you just automatically...
I just think I'm on Radio
straight
Norwich.
To Partridge. Yeah. North Norfolk Radio.
North Norfolk Digital.
Great banter.
Great banter.
What else is there?
He's trying to think of one, aren't you? Do a Partridge.
I'm getting the word aqua.
I thought we were avoiding the Alan Partridge.
Oh, yeah. Now you can crack an Alan Partridge now and again. He just does it every sentence. Ow. Spang my foot.
Alan Partridge, come on, you're thinking of one.
Come on, I'll throw one in spontaneously.
Randomly, right, okay. That's the way we want it. Right, what's the next topic?
The next topic is, I've wrote it down.
Is it not on your phone?
Can you hear me, like, sipping on a cold bud?
We need to stop advertising, don't we?
Yeah, you can't. Can you say?
You can advertise, surely.
Well, no, yeah, but we want to advertise to people that sponsor.
I'm drinking a cold can of beer with a red crest.
That's a free...
It rhymes with a Ludweiser. Can you guess what it is yet? Going about that. Don't get me started. Here we go. I've got some more stuff. Jake's girlfriend is studying psychology at university.
Yep.
Yep. The lovely Erica. And we did a psychopath test.
Yep.
Was I a psychopath, Jake?
Well, she still needs
close.
To
we were basically what the point of this is. There was a there's more psychopaths in society than you are.
Should I read that story?
Or was a test?
You know that, don't say. You know that psychopath test.
Yeah, do you want to read the test?
Should I read it to Danny?
Should give you a knife. Yeah, kick you in the balls.
Read the test.
Let me.
We'll just read the test out.
This
don't answer
test
it.
But you got. But this is that story that I showed you.
Okay,
and you
then go
to answer it right. 1 second. Let me go. Keep talking. Let me try and find.
Yeah. It. So everywhere you look, there is psychopaths. Now, psychopaths don't necessarily mean you're going to go out and murder next door neighbours because she can't shut the dogs up. I think it just means, what does it mean, Jake?
You lack empathy.
And I think that's a massive one in the forces.
Yeah.
I thought about this before. There must be so many mentally unhinged people around.
In the society.
Just around in general. Like, you're Morrison's doing your shopping and there must be so many nutters in there.
You can always tell.
You can't, though.
There's a gleam in the eye. There's the gleam in the eye, mate. There's the old jeans, the Reebok classics, a frail leather jacket, a beanie hat.
Big duffel bag.
Yeah, with body parts in.
Find a new set of knives.
New set of knives.
Asking if they can cut through raw meat. Polish accent.
Whoa. Easy.
No, we can offend the Polish. It's just Muslim extremists and Putin. Yeah, they're the only hot topics. I
did the test.
Yep.
You did it as well. I'm sure it said we were both...
Should I read it to Danny?
Yeah,
what, the actual test?
No.
So if you're listening back home, today's hot topic, are you a psychopath?
But you filled out that form, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, this is different. This is that story there. Right, I'll read it to you.
Right, okay.
This is the story about a girl. While at the funeral of her own mother, she met a guy whom she did not know. She thought this guy was amazing, so much the dream guy that she was searching for that she fell in love with him immediately.
Are you talking about me and Beth here? No, you're just reading. Oh, sorry, guys.
However, she never asked for his name or number and afterwards could not find anyone who knew who he was. A few days later, the girl killed her own sister. Question, why did she kill her sister?
Oh, this is a good one. Can you guess it?
You'd have to read the story again.
You weren't. He was trying to look for my funnies, weren't you?
I was listening, but... Whose funeral was it?
In a nutshell, to the listeners at home, there's a woman who goes...
I think the guy's a red herring in a...
No.
Listen, right, I'll do it. There's a really simple answer.
Just read it in a nutshell, because don't read the paragraph again.
Right, okay. Basically, a girl went to her own mother's funeral and saw a guy that she didn't know.
Right.
And she fancied this guy. Yeah. She fell in love with him.
Right.
And she couldn't find anyone else afterwards who knew who he was or anything like that. A few days later, she killed her own sister. Why did she kill her sister?
She was upset about her mum dying.
I said that.
Nope.
Maybe her sister had killed her mum.
Nope.
It's really simple when you think about it.
It is. So it's not. It's like an unclinical psychopath test.
It was her sister's fella.
No. I thought that as well.
It's don't go deep. It's not. It's not complicated.
No, just think
she's
about
just
it.
A dick.
She's just a bloody arsehole.
She's no.
Just got a temper on her.
I give you a clue. It's about the funeral.
She'd had a few shandies.
She drank too much vodka. She had a couple of gins. Emotions were running high. She thought, I'm having those fucking jewels, you bitch. I want the inheritance, you cow.
3, 2, 1, dead.
What's that?
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah,
tell them.
She killed her own sister so she could see the guy at her sister's funeral.
Terrible logic.
Well, no. That's psychopath logic, apparently. Yeah. Somebody listening to this will have got that.
Yeah.
And they'll have been screaming it.
One of my friends
they'll
got it
They'll have been slamming
away.
The Isn't dashboard.
You killed her. See her at funeral.
It's obvious. If you are that person, seek help immediately.
Yeah. go log yourself in.
Yeah,
log There's yourself a number in. You can call. It's on our Twitter page.
Samaritans. Yeah. Right,
can we get sponsored by the Samaritans? No, we're terrible because I cannot take anybody seriously. I don't know. It's black humour. It's gallows humour.
Yeah.
There's a joke to be made everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't laugh about it, you've cried.
Can't take
it
too seriously.
Another hot topic. It's particularly for me and you, Danny.
Hot topic.
I wasn't going to mention this, but I think it's relevant.
Go on.
The ex-Royal Marine who went to Syria. Views on that?
You mean this Constantine? What was it? What was his name?
Yeah, I don't know how they spell his name. Eric.
The Greek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good news, isn't it?
It is.
Not good. You got to admire his bravery, though.
Yeah, he's a warrior. He's a warrior.
So you knew him. We all knew of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew him.
I'm not going to divulge into all that, but he's obviously. It's rare in today's society that you imagine what he must like. how passionate he must have felt. I want to help these people.
Yeah.
That I'm willing to sacrifice everything in my life, to go over there and to fight for people.
Yeah.
You know.
Take some balls, wouldn't it, just to go over there?
Just to go over there in the first place.
Yeah, I think that is the ballsiest part.
That is definitely the ballsiest part.
He's making the contact and going out there. The fighting bit's not the ballsiest.
He's trained for that.
Once you're doing that, you're doing it, aren't you? But I think the actual contact and meeting up,
unbelievable. Apparently he had Kurdish fighters on his Facebook and stuff.
They loved him. They referred to him as a one-man.
Yeah.
Unit. One-man army.
Yeah, he was... weren't he in that... Was it Knights of... What are they called?
Lions of something.
Yeah, Lions of Rahava or something. And it's like a group of foreign fighters.
You've got to admire like the guy, you know. I think...
So what's the laws on that then? Is it because... Like, say if he was still a Marine and he went out there.
Oh, well, he'd be AWOL.
You're AWOL
and that's it.
Is it because we're not technically...
If he's serving, he's AWOL. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what the laws are if he's still... Because there was another young British soldier who tried to do it recently.
And then he came home, didn't he, apparently?
And then he came home. He obviously got there, thought, what? He's Welsh. Oh, fucking hell, buddy. What was I thinking?
He got to Marmaris.
Shit.
He got to Marmaris and he thought, I'm not going home.
I like this place. Just another bottle of bud. Bottle of bud, please, bud. I'm going home. I don't want no part of this. Send me back to Catrick.
There's a certain bravery, isn't there, about it? Like,
brave.
You admire it.
You do admire it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But have you heard about as well, the ISIS have been bulldozing ancient Iraqi.
Who? That is just like a group of angry teenagers.
Yeah. They've been bulldozing ancient Iraqi, like a city sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've seen it. What?
Especially like ancient remains.
Because they said that the people they were worshipping, weren't they? They weren't worshipping Allah, so they were worshipping someone else. So it's...
Is that why they did it?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah. It's not nice. Not good.
It's,
what do you even say about it, kind of
it's
thing?
It's like a group of rowdy teenagers
who
go...
It is like a group of teenage girls, isn't it, going in...
I don't like that statue and I'm pissed off. I've had a bit of Lamborghini. I'm going to throw a load of paint on it because I don't know what else to do and it might impress that lad over there. And I'll smoke my Lamborghini bottle that my older sister bought me tonight. It's the actions of a group of schoolgirls.
It is.
We are here to wage war against the white man. That sounds more like Jamaican. I won't do the accent.
And the white man.
We will trash ancient artifacts, you know, historical artifacts. Yeah, what are they thinking?
And the thing is, though, most of Iraqis are also Muslim. So
exactly, and they are, you know, they're doing it against their own people.
Yeah, we're an hour and 7 minutes in.
Okay, we'll wrap up soon.
Do you want me to pause it for a break or anything?
Yeah, quick pause for the break.
We're just going to...
Quick toilet break.
Quick toilet break. Okay, we're back.
Back from the toilet break. All three of us.
Playing sword fights.
Yeah, I was a pike.
I won.
I wish.
Great sword.
I'm more like a...
a dagger.
A carp.
A dagger.
No, I'm a samurai sword. No, I'm a mace.
You're a mace?
Yeah.
Okay, have we got
a
visitor?
Yeah, I think that'll be fiancé.
Is that fiancé?
Yeah, anyway.
We don't have a fourth.
She knows the drill. next topic, anyway. We're going to go back to science to make it a bit informative.
Yep.
Last week we were talking about... Did you listen to last week's?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? Do you like the scientific... what we went over? We rushed it a little bit, but, you know, it's all good stuff.
Yeah. So what did you text me the other day?
I text you. I wanted you to... I keep hearing this this thing called the string theory about the universe.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Have you heard the term of you? Do you understand it?
Whether I understand it or not is not the...
Well, I don't really understand it either, but I kind of know the basics.
Jake's obviously the brains of the organisation. I'm the brawn and the footballing ability.
Yep.
To a certain extent.
Yep.
Only joking. But I wanted Jake to explain to me, because I want to make it informative, what is string theory, Jake?
String theory?
Yeah.
Okay, so string theory is basically that Einstein came up with relativity.
Yeah,
it's a model to explain the
universe. Relativity, gravity.
Gravity, basically space-time, whatnot. It's a theory.
Space-time,
etc.
Etc.
Yeah, you are easy.
The drill.
Yeah, we've all seen Back to the Future.
And Einstein's maths, Einstein's equations work everywhere apart from two things, the centre of black holes and before the Big Bang. So they work everywhere else and they work fine apart from those two things. And so string theory addresses the problem of being before the Big Bang.
So Einstein's theories solve everything.
To a certain, yeah, it explains things, everything, pretty much, apart from before the Big Bang and the centre of the black hole.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so string theory is essentially the theory that we are in, we're a universe.
Yeah.
And there's lots of other universes. And so these universes...
As in parallel universes.
Not parallel universes. Think of it like...
Other universes within our...
Think of a sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And draw lots of circles on the sheet of paper. And each one of those circles is a universe. Okay?
Okay.
And so we're within one of those circles. Yeah. Whether this is like infinitely big, we don't know. But there's lots of circles. This is just a theory. Yeah. But there's lots of circles, essentially.
Smoking weed or on any kind of hallucinogenics, turn it off now because you are not going to sleep tonight.
So we're in this kind of think of it like a sheet of paper, and there's lots of circles, and we're in one of those circles, our universe, and different universes can merge into each other to make a new universe, or universes can split into two to make two separate universes, and basically string theory explains what happens before the Big Bang, which at the minute, we don't have a clue. So string theory is a way of explaining that. It's a way of explaining how different universes are made and the fabric of the universe and whatnot. But you can go into the maths of it, which I don't understand at all.
Who created string theory?
You just asked me a funny question. I don't know. String theory, let me try and find it. String theory, I had no idea. Oh, there we go. It was the work of... There you go. Many theoretical physicists, including Stephen Hawking, Edward Witten and Juan Maldacena believe that string theory is a step towards the correct fundamental description of nature. Who came up with it? I'm not too sure. It's probably it was first studied in the late 1960s as a theory of the strong nuclear force before being abandoned in favour of the theory of the quantum. So basically, quantum mechanics is like a new big thing.
Versus string theory is like the big debate, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Mass debate. There's been a lot. No. There's a lot of people debating that.
Exactly.
What's going on with that? Yeah.
A mass debate.
Hot topics in science. You know.
Hot topics. So yeah. So string theory is a way of explaining.
You're quite clued up on science, well, aren't you, Danny?
I like to think so. Yeah.
It's good science. I like science. Physics is good.
Y equals mc squared. Am I right?
No.
What's no?
E equals mc.
E.
Squared.
Sorry. Yeah. Why?
Why?
I meant to say, why does E equal mc squared?
Why equals mx plus c?
That's the equation of a line. Do you know what really upsets me about today's society? Is
what?
People think that being clever is a sign of weakness, but it's not. Yeah. It's knowledge is power.
Yeah,
trust me.
House of Cards told me that.
Yeah, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Named up again.
People need to. I think
kids
people
these days think coolness is trying to rap. In fact, that reminds me. Get Ginger Joe up from last week.
I can't.
Little
should
Kev.
I play it?
Play it, yeah, if you can get it.
Right.
But, you know, it's so fascinating to think. I mean, you don't have to be like a little geek and all that. You can be a tough geek. That's the new age.
Where the most important thing is what colour Kim Kardashian's fucking hair is.
It's quite sad.
What colour her dress is, rather than there's so many, like, actual things going on and people just oblivious.
I know.
You look up certain, like,
unbelievable what makes the front page these days.
Yeah.
One person that I can't even stand is that, what's that girl who had a boobs done on NHS?
Well, did you see the documentary of her?
Did you watch? What was
it? Yeah, it gives you a... Well, I'll go on. I'll let you explain.
No, right, basically, I think she's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Josie Cunningham. Excuse my friend.
So what is she? Go on, explain what she is.
But she's just... Well, you know, if she wants to get her boobs done on NHS, right, fine. But she's making a career of getting her tits done by the NHS.
Right, okay. Well, there was a documentary.
Okay.
On, I think it was Channel 4, and it followed them. And this woman, she has an agent who's this dead clever guy, and he has her entire publicity stunt of basically what she is planned out on what's going to happen next. And she's basically doing it all because she realises papers are going to pay her.
And so she's liking being hated. Yeah. She realises
she doesn't care because the kids, she feeds the kids, she sends them to a good school and whatnot, and she doesn't care. She's getting money for it. And
it's the shit she comes out with that annoys me.
No, it's not her. A lot of it is
her
agent.
The system's flawed, isn't it? There's too many idiots like that who can get away with it, isn't there?
But she realises how she realises how stupid people are and people buy into a story.
Do not buy clothes for magazine if she's on the front cover.
Did anybody see the...
have a whip through like I do in Asda. Look, make sure nobody's watching so they don't think, who's that guy reading Closer? Have a flick through, check the headlines. What's the Hollyoaks cast up to? Some trendy nightclub in Manchester. I got thrown out of. Well, didn't even get in. Couldn't even get through the door. Too drunk. You can't pay on card here, sir.
Did anybody see the newspaper article the other day about the Newcastle fan that got bummed to death by the zebra?
Yeah. This was off the Daily Star. Is it true? Did you read up on it?
My instincts tell me no.
I just know that my nana and grandad listen to these podcasts. Yep. And, you know, they might be laughing. They might be...
sobbing.
Have turned it on. Yeah, sobbing.
Be confused. He had a black and white striped... Newcastle top on, and the zebra mistook it
for a mare in season.
He was on a safari. The zebra mistook.
No,
it.
The zebra
on a safari at Knowsley Safari.
The zebra thought, "Hey, that's a Newcastle fan over there."
The trainers.
He was a Sunderland fan.
He thought, "I'll show this fucker." Oh, we're the lads. I've got a few friends from Sunderland.
How are they?
They're good. Probably not happy with Sunderland's results. So anyway, this Sunderland supporting zebra.
No, he's a Newcastle supporting zebra. Well, oh no, the
fan was
yeah,
and he got bummed to death by
The Sunderland fan, yeah.
By a zebra.
Yeah.
Wow. And
if that's true, it's pretty.
Have you watched the nature documentary? A zebra is packing some heat.
I've been to the zoo.
That is like a baton. It's like my forearm. Look, I mean, that's got some meat on it. That's going
to
hurt.
I went to Chester Zoo last year. I can tell you firsthand. Wow.
What's packing the most at Chester
Zoo? Zebra.
Zebra?
By a country mile.
Really?
By a mile.
That giraffe.
I'm a stallion, baby.
It's not even a contest. The zebra is the king of the zoo.
It just wanders around.
What's five?
Big swinging
dick.
Like
a hexagon. What's five?
Pentagon.
Pentagon pod. Like a tripod.
Well, no. Pentapod. Oh, yes. I like it, yeah. Pentapod.
Leans forward. Pentapod, yeah. Stays still. Like a tripod.
It's good.
Anyway.
I might even have a picture of it on my phone from last year at the zoo. I can root it out.
Did you actually take a picture of the zebra?
Because I was shocked.
What is it with lads' obsession with animals' dicks?
Because, I'll tell you why, right? We walked past the zebra enclosure, or the field or whatever. It's not an enclosure, right? And I looked at it and I thought, you know, there's a nice little zebra there. No, he's minding his own business, eating some grass, whatever. So we all, and I look back, and it had become aroused, right?
It's in you.
In the space of, say, 30 seconds, it had gone from...
It had had a long face to pretty happy.
Become pretty shocking.
Like, quite... you were intimidating, if anything.
Yeah. I want to go on.
This brings me back to another story. Sorry about another Afghan war story. It's not a war story. We had one set of showers on the first tour. We had a black guy. He was like from Ghana. And for 6 months, one of the lads in Mortar Troop, who shall remain unnamed, he's probably listening, made it his mission to try and get a glimpse of the guy's penis. Bear in mind, this is possibly the Prince of Ghana. And he's whipping him with his towels. Trying to drag his own towel off him, saying, and he's a Geordie, he's like, yeah, mate, let us have a look at the size of your piece, like. Ghanaian prince was not amused.
Was actually a Ghanaian prince?
Apparently. Bearing in mind, the Prince of Ghana's probably got 17 kids. So it's not that big a deal, but yeah.
Did anyone get eyes on, is what I want to know.
No, and I wish I... I wanted to have a look myself, but we didn't see it. But I'm guessing...
So how did he have a shower?
He was very, very conscious. He weren't like the rest of the lads, just getting naked before you've even left your tent. He was
very, shower time.
Yeah, yeah. And I think he showered at really weird times, like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So
maybe he had something to hide.
Anyway,
there you go.
Well, there you go. I mean, that
or
is
nothing true. To hide.
Maybe he had to like unpack it in stages. Stage one,
IKEA.
Yeah, he was okay with instructions.
Flat pack.
Where's the end joint?
Anyway, we're getting towards the end of the podcast. You know,
about 10 minutes.
A bit longer.
Left. 11 minutes.
Thing I've wrote down here. You might have seen it yourself. We do live about 6 miles apart. I've put in small town syndrome. What do you take that to mean? Small town syndrome.
It's an actual thing.
Is it where, like, say, someone who lives in Preston has never been to the Lake District? Like,
yeah, kind of, yeah, along those lines.
Mm. Like the world ends where you live.
The world ends at the
Ribble
Valley.
The world starts and ends in your hometown, and I think that is such a shame.
Yeah.
I think, you know, even if you don't travel abroad, there is so many amazing places in Great Britain, you know, to go and visit, you know. And like you said, today's youth, all they're bothered about is making shit music, hanging around the spa. Well, we all did it, you know, grow out of it, you know. And I see so much stuff about all that goes on is obsession with the hometown and, you know, who
postcode war.
And I'm so proud of Preston, even though I was born in Blackpool. Oh, don't tell anybody that.
Donkey lasher.
Yeah.
I'm going to edit
Seasider. I've actually never been on a donkey. So
have you actually?
Take that back.
You missed out.
I tried to go on a donkey on a school trip, tried to do some kind of Indiana Jones stunt, jump on it. I jumped really wrong, put my foot in the wrong saddle and dragged the donkey over. It was quite a scene. But anyway, as I was getting back to it, I was thinking, you know, if you're going to take any information from this, people from small towns across the UK, get out there. Go and see life. Go and live life, you know.
Have you never been to Longridge?
We should do a geography segment on the next one and decide
what
you where
saying you
want to
be a guest on the next one?
I really want to go.
You could become a regular guest, Danny.
Yeah,
you can sit over there.
Then
the other guest comes
there.
You're buying
the extra
microphone.
I think I've promised quite a few lads regular guest spots. So could be quite busy in here over the next few weeks.
No, where would you stay tuned.
Where would you most likely travel to?
What, in the world?
Yeah.
If I could go anywhere right now.
Yeah.
He'd go to Moscow.
Yeah, me and Putin have got a showdown.
You've got a showdown at the Kremlin. We like kickboxer, but with chess.
Only one of us comes out.
Your move.
Your move, Putin.
Pawn to ace two. Bishop takes your knight. Would you speak like that? If there was a commentary on a chess match, that would be how I would envision it.
Right, we've gone off topic. Where would you go to?
Oh, yeah.
I think Moscow would actually be a nice destination, but
yeah, I'd like to go to Russia, Siberia. Yeah.
A bit cold.
Do that. Is it the Trans-Siberian Railway?
Get up the cold north. Yeah, see the Siberian tiger, one of the most endangered species on the planet.
It is. There's like, what is it, like 60 left?
Less than that, I think. Now, yeah. Can you believe that we have, because of our direct effect on the environment, there is less than 60 Siberian tigers left. 60.
Yeah, but.
That's fucking loads.
Have they hunted them?
No, it's not really. It's, you know, what a shame.
Things die out, though, don't they?
They do, but not, no, but a
you
lot
know,
of
dinosaurs
it is because
died
we,
out. And
yeah, but we've.
Due to an ice age.
Dinosaurs.
Not because of overhunting.
Dinosaurs have died out because of posh, Russian oligarchs.
I realised we had nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
but
some posh guy from Chelsea who'd been hunting all the velociraptors.
You know what
he's
I mean?
He's got all the big claw on the foot.
It is evolution, isn't it?
It is evolution, yeah, but.
It's wrong to hunt all the tigers and that, but
I don't agree.
The only reason there's so little of them is because we've hunted them.
Yeah, I'm a massive animal lover.
It's like elephant. I can kill an elephant.
I know. For the tusk, it's like killing us for our toenails.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I used to bite mine. I don't anymore. Stay flexible.
I can't reach.
I can't reach. I can. Watch.
Can you? Oh. I can't. Oh, my God. You put your foot.
Easy.
An elephant would be a hard one to shoot, though, wouldn't it? Of all the animals, it'd be so like... Yeah.
Me and my friend...
I've always said if I was going to run... I'd rather run over a dog than a cat. Just purely because...
No.
A cat's more defenceless, isn't it?
I'd run over a cat.
No. Like...
I'd run over a cat in
how
general.
How dare you say that, you tight git.
No, I'd rather run over a cat
animal,
than a dog.
There's a lot of cat lovers on... The,
what's the worst
I'm a
animal?
Massive cat lover. I'm a dog cats. Lover. I'm an animal lover. I love all
like
animals.
I'd rather run a dog over than a cat. Like, you'd rather run
what's the worst
a man
animal
over
to
than
run
a baby,
over.
Wouldn't you? It's just the way it is. Like, you wouldn't...
Yeah.
Pecking order.
Yeah, pecking order, yeah.
Exactly.
That's the one, yeah.
Well, we've got chickens, haven't we now? Well, three.
Mum's... I think we get... I got my animal love off mum.
Yeah.
Because my mum will literally... Our mother will literally take in a leper from the streets if it was on all fours. She'd put
we
it
have
in a cage.
A three-legged cow in the front garden.
She'd put it on a cage. She'd give it a name from probably one of her childhood cartoons. And she'd say, have you met Sheila?
Rosie.
Have you met Sheila? We bought her the other day. And then there'd just be some leper-ridden woman in a cage in the garden.
In a cage.
My mum.
On a lead.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey. No. but yeah, small town syndrome. Basically, the message is get out there, go and see life. Jake, this applies to you as well.
Excuse me?
There's more universities than Preston. your hometown. He loves it. He's the only student I know who doesn't live off pot noodles.
Hey, shout out to that noodle place in town. I keep going there.
Well, the one where you went to? Yeah, what's it called?
Sushi Salad Noodle Bar.
Could be a sponsor.
Could be a sponsor.
Potential.
In fact, they tried to sponsor us. They give me a sheet of paper. I couldn't pronounce it. That's not a racist joke. That's just a funny joke. So get out there. Live your life. We did it. You
did quite a good Chinese pun.
You'll be thinking of puns. You'll be thinking of these all night now. I'm very grateful. Everything I've achieved in my life, I've worked my balls off for. I've always been a bit of an underdog, you know. I left school at 16, you know.
You went straight into the Marines?
Straight into the Marines. As a 16-year-old, weighed less than 60 kilogram.
Yep.
5'9".
Yep.
Nobody thought I'd do it. I did it. And I think, you know, a bit of the message is, if you want something, you go out there, you work it. Nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. Even if you're already on the dog, even if it wasn't meant for you to do that, go out there and do it.
There you go.
Wiping the tears from my eyes. Yeah. Are you cutting onions again, Danny? Somebody's cutting onions, or somebody's there's a fire going because my eyes are watering. No way. What's your message, Danny? Bit of message on life.
Yeah. Believe it, achieve it.
Believe it, achieve it.
Short.
Zebras. Big swinging cocks.
Avoid them zebras.
If you're going to get done by an animal, pick the. Here's the conundrum. You've got a hyena with a medium piece, but he's going to bite at the same time. You've got a zebra, not going to bite, but he has got a telescope.
I picked the hyena. After seeing that zebra, honestly, I'm shocked. It'll stay with me till the day I die, though.
I know. Oh. I know. Anyway, are we coming towards the end, Jake?
3 minutes left.
It doesn't have to be on the hour and a half, exactly.
It's up to you. What, have you got any other topics?
Well, there's loads, but, you know, don't want to keep people too long.
No?
Oh, yeah. When can you listen to this? We'll come out with a list of... In fact, we'll go in a circle. When can you listen to it? Okay. Washing the pots.
What?
Walking the dog.
What?
When can we listen to it? Get with it.
Washing the pots, walking the dog. Driving to work.
Easy. Hands-free.
Cleaning the gutters.
Going for a morning jog.
He's straight on it.
Waterproof speakers in the shower. You can get them now.
When you're showering.
Yeah.
A lovely hot bath.
Masturbating.
If you do, then good for you.
That's your cup of tea.
Email us, because I'd like to see it. Not see it, hear it.
Seeing is believing.
Oh, this is what we're going to end on. This is brilliant. This is so funny. Right, I've got YouTube up here. Give me a topic, anything in the world, and I will scroll down the comments and find hatred.
Okay.
Give me any topic, anything.
Anything.
Any the most topic. Wonderful thing you can think of.
What's a good topic?
Anything that's wonderful, that's lovely.
What's a Labrador?
A Labrador. Everyone somebody likes. Will come up with something horrible about a Labrador.
You're going to struggle to find it.
Okay,
wild
here we go.
Zebra.
Okay, Labrador Facts is the video. I'm going to click on this. I'm going to scroll down to the comments. Oh, we still need to get Gypsy Joe up. Ginger Joe,
what's
even.
I don't know what the video is called again.
Just type in, what is it? On the bus with my day saver.
Right, go on.
Hold on. I'm still speaking. There's a lot of shit here about people's labs. Oh, here we go. Listen to this. Here we go. This is from Jasmine 2 months ago. I'm assuming she's American. They did not mention that labs are high energy. They need a lot of exercise or they will destroy your home, especially as puppies. And they remain puppies for almost 3 years. Don't take this lightly. Trust me. Do your research on lab forums. A walk around the block will not do for a lab. If you already made up your mind, then at the very least, get an English lab over an American. American labs are field dogs and don't do too good as family pets. Oh, and not to mention the shedding. Like nothing I have ever seen before. They aren't clean dogs. Marley and Me is not so cute in reality. Please realize this before you buy one. It's sad because many end up giving them up, especially the field ones. So that's another regular. Finding hate on a page of Labradors. So if you're going to take anything from that, choose English, not American. Labradors, that is.
Are we ending on that?
Okay, we'll end on the Ginger Joe and the Day
Saver. All right, okay. What, am I going to play it?
Yeah, play it. If you can hear this, people, enjoy it. This is the Chavs on the Bus. Okay. One of the greatest anthems I've ever heard.
Little fucking Kev, yeah. Over there in that corner, it's our boy Ginger Joe, yeah. We don't fuck about.
Shout out to Ginger Joe.
Got on the bus with me, Day Saver. Smoked the reefer in the corner.
Laid low.
Did a grand theft auto.
In the 05 V6 Clio twin turbo. No hobby roll with a backseat hose. All we go. HSBC, we do them grass. We've got the money because we know how to rap. Yeah, that's a fucking other one. We don't.
So cheers for that, Ginger Joe. You can pause that, Jake. We don't need to hear any more of that
savoury language at the end.
Very unsavoury language. Here for today. Anyway, that has been our second podcast, episode 2, brought to you by @WaltonChiefs. Any questions for next time? Any emails? It is... What's the email, Jake?
WaltonChiefs@gmail.com.
Yeah, Walton Chiefs. Walton, WALTON, Chiefs, CHIEFS. Shall I do it in a phonetic alphabet? Do you know what the phonetic alphabet is?
Alpha, bro.
Okay, it is Whiskey, Alpha, Lima, Tango, Oscar, November, Charlie, Hotel, India,
Echo,
Foxtrot. As if you just corrected me on that. Yeah, our Twitter page, get following, is Walton Chiefs at Walton Chiefs. I'm always up for a laugh. Let's get the banter flowing. And that is us from me and my brother Jake.
My Twitter name's at Danny Rowe. I've just checked to see why no one else is following me, and I've just realised we're not live.
We're not live.
We will be live one day. Not yet. We need to make sure there's nothing, PC. It's all PC. Thanks to our guest, my old friend, my good friend, Mr. Daniel Rawcliffe.
It's been a pleasure.
Right. My brother, Jacob, and myself, Jordan, J, JB, whatever you want to call me. Good night. God bless.